Well, good morning to everyone. I certainly hope that you are all doing well today. In the Gospels, there was one particular miracle of Jesus that is recorded in all four Gospel accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The miracle I'm referring to is the feeding of the 5,000. Now, although each Gospel account varies slightly in details, the miracle is basically the same story. And the story goes like this, and you probably know it well. Jesus had been traveling about, going about his ministry, spreading the gospel of the kingdom of God, preaching, teaching, healing, etc. During his ministry travels, a very large crowd spontaneously grows and begins to follow Jesus. Toward the end of one particular day, the disciples make the comment to Jesus that they are out in a remote place, and the people, this multitude, needs to go where they can find something to eat. In Mark's account, in chapter 6, the disciples ask him to, quote, send people away so that they can buy themselves something to eat. Jesus' response is very interesting. Jesus answers simply, you give them something to eat. The disciples protest, saying it will take a tremendous amount of money to buy enough food for this multitude. The disciples wanted Jesus to do something. Then Jesus asked a very relevant question. Quote, how many loaves of bread do you have? How many loaves do you have? Then Jesus says, go and see. Jesus was in essence saying this, what you got? What you got? What can you do? What resources do you have? Jesus is encouraging them to take inventory of their assets. Notice that the disciples and Jesus had contrasting attitudes regarding human need. You see, the disciples were in essence saying to Jesus, get rid of the people. Get rid of the large multitude. We can't help them. There's no way we can do it. Jesus, on the other hand, tells the disciples, you do something. Take some action. At least try. Don't give up. Friends, brethren, there is a great lesson here for all of us. Now, while Jesus certainly encourages us to come to him with our needs, he also wants us to do what we can ourselves. Because, brethren, and here's the lesson, offer what we have to Jesus, no matter how small we think it is, and we will be amazed at what God can do with it. Amen.